half a minute early. Okay, I'd like to start the meeting of the Sunol Committee, what are we, Community, Sunol Citizens Advisory Committee. It's September 21st, oh yes, it's a council, 6:30. Okay, we have a nice agenda tonight. We're going to start off with, anyone have any, anything they want to say? Public forum, Ario.
Just let everybody know, the intersection at Sunol and Kildare Main Street went out for bid, and they're coming out to survey Monday. I'm not sure what their schedule is, but Monday they're coming to survey the whole area there and start the project.
Okay.
The first bid went out was too high, so they went after someone else and they got a lower bid.
Okay.
So this was, well, they're not going to start construction, but they're going to come and start surveying everything.
Okay, the company who submitted the lower bid is coming, or who's going to be coming out to?
I have no idea, they didn't tell me who the contractor was. All they did was tell me that they went out for bid and the board of supervisors accepted the bid that this guy gave them.
Okay.
When you're spending Monday?
The surveys, they're going to start surveying the whole area there.
All right, so Monday.
But then they're going to be starting construction?
Yes.
Sometime soon?
I hope so, it's been, May is when they're supposed to start.
Yeah.
And they just didn't do it.
Okay, that's good. Any other comments? Okay, let's go on to the sheriff. First, I'd like to thank the sheriff's department. When I was in need, they were there, thank you. Deputy Barnes.
I'll keep it pretty short because I know we got some things to talk about. And Sunol's been pretty quiet. The only thing we're really working on right now is a homeless encampment at the end of Niles. We're trying our best to move them into more appropriate places and probably take a little more time with it because we're trying to avoid them moving in further into the canyon just to avoid us.
Which end of Niles?
Yeah.
At that end.
Okay.
Down Fremont.
Oh, Fremont end.
There end.
They've set up a pretty good camp.
Niles.
And the biggest problem we're having with it, and I think Bonnie would agree with me, is the illegal campfires and the dangers that that could create in the canyon, so we don't want them moving more this direction where it gets even more dangerous to start a campfire.
Well, what about septic conditions near the creek? We're always very interested in septic.
Issues with people in the creeks and stuff like that, so we are working on it. If they start moving in this direction and you see a migration, just give us a call or come out and check them out.
Okay, we'll ask to see their septic permission and we'll send environmental help after them. That should get to them.
We are working with East Bay Regional Parks.
Okay, yes, yeah.
One of the other county entities on replacing or moving these people into more appropriate places.
Okay. So how large is the encampment? How many people?
The one him and I found the other day was about 7 to 10, but that's just one. They're just pockets all over, especially on the side of the railroad.
Yeah. Okay.
So all right. That's what we're working on now.
Anything else?
Everything else being quiet and
okay.
Nice around here.
Very good.
How we like it.
Very good. Okay, Bonnie?
So, once again, you guys are doing a good job. I'm proud and happy. we only had one tiny little fire. Didn't cause any value loss, so that was good. Total of 36 calls for the month at that station specifically to here. You will see, obviously, rigs moving out of that station more frequently because they're going to other major fires up in the state because of the Cal Fire resources. This could be units, but we've kept it quiet here. That's a good thing. This Sunday, please be extra, extra diligent. We expect red flag conditions, including winds that are pushing into the ocean, so from the north, high temperatures, low humidity, not a good thing. So just be really, I know you guys are always going to be cautious, but we are now getting into the heart of what those of us in the fire service called Fire Season, and that's September and October. And this would turn of the winds and everything else, so just please be real careful with everything you do. And if you need that as an excuse to have Sunday off, I've just given you your excuse to have Sunday off and rest and relax and do what you need to do instead of being out and doing everything else. So please continue to be diligent. I hope I can get to come next month and have the same boring report, because boring is good. We like to paddleboard through life, not surf. Okay? Any questions, concerns, or issues for us?
Nope.
And Chief Martin is back in the area. He's trying to gather sleep. He was out, I believe it was for 48 days straight.
Yeah.
So he will probably not see us until November or December, but he will be back.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go on to progress reports. We had a brief citizens traffic report from REO about the realignment of Kilcare and Main Street. Don isn't here, so we'll go on. Sunol Fire Safe Coalition, Kim Johnson is stuck in traffic right now, but I know that the PG&E money, we have a $50,000 grant, that's in progress. I think this is the third week. And they, the contractors have been busy cutting down, removing dead trees, chipping them, and removing it. So they're doing a good job.
I'm going to comment, they're doing an excellent job in the sense that Sunol is getting a significant portion of the money that's out there for vegetation management. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have a community set up such that there's involvement and a good organizational structure so that you're applying for the funding and getting the funding and completing the project to improve the overall fire safety of the community. It's awesome. I'd love
Thank
to
you, Bonnie.
Thank you. In other areas in the
So Kim's daughter is in the audience, and Kim, we want Nzinga, pass that on to your mother. Also, if you have any requests or questions, it's keepsanolfiresafe@gmail.com. Come on.
At what time is the chipping scheduled? And the makeup of the...
It's not scheduled yet.
You mean a chipping day?
Yeah.
We have had some problems scheduled.